Mr. W.D. Kane talking in Seroja Library, August 27th, 1970.
I'm not returning to New York, because New York is a nice place to look at, but not nice to live in. Yes.
You're going to California, though.
I'm going to California now. After a brief hop to Toronto, I just want to see the Niagara Falls, you know. And then from there I go to Chicago, and then to Los Angeles, then San Francisco and Honolulu, and then to the Far East, to Hong Kong, Tokyo. And my idea is, you see, I have written to one person in Tokyo. He has got some influence, some spiritual influence with the people there. And if he remembers me all right, I want to utilize that opportunity to instill Baba's name in his group, you see. It's not always possible, you know, to break that ice, you see, as they say. But if I am successful, I would like to spend some time with that group and tell them, you see, that for whom they have all been yearning for, he has already been here, you see, and that they never care to know, you see. This is what actually brought me here. If you like, you can, I am now through, and I start my talk right now. Because what brought me here to the West? See, it was in the month of February this year, Baba one day appeared to me in a dream. And so far as I am concerned, to me, when a dream is a reality, because in 1944, when Baba met me in Kashmir, and I asked him, "Baba, I couldn't live without you," he said, "I would be appearing to you occasionally, because I know you cannot travel all the distance from Kashmir to Bombay or Ahmednagar or to Pune." And he said that when he appeared to me in a dream, it should not be taken as an ordinary dream, because the master works on the subtle plane. So whatever the other people may say about dream, to me that dream was a reality and still is a reality. And when Baba appeared to me in a dream, in this dream particularly, in the beginning of February, he was in a very, very emaciated condition, in a form in which I had never seen Baba before. The face was of Baba, but the body was of it is a human body, so emaciated, the scars of something, you see, and I felt a very, very, pain to see that, you see. But I didn't know what to say to Baba. He probably wanted me something to be done. Next morning, there was the meeting of the World Conference of Religions. I happened to be a member of the World Conference of Religions and also their permanent delegate. And I incidentally mentioned to some of my friends in that conference that I would like to tour the West, you see, and give Baba's message. They welcomed the idea, and the same evening Baba again appeared to me, and he was very, very happy, you see, as if he had welcomed the idea, you see. Then I asked him, "Baba, do you really want me to go?" He said, "Yes, you go there. And you tell the people, now this is the message I tell you." But Baba said these exact words, that Christ had come, but the world did not know. And the import of this Baba's words and the figure of Baba, which I had seen in the dream, became a reality when I came to Munich and went to the picture gallery and saw a picture of Christ by Botticelli. Then I could at once make it, because the body was exactly that of Christ, you see, as shown in that painting. It all became a reality, that what Baba had said was really a reality, a real reality, if you can use that adjective. And
it may be a coincidence or it may be Baba's making, that although our embassy was at Bonn, and although I had an invitation from Frankfurt, and also I had a special message to visit Frankfurt, but I couldn't get out of Munich, because if I had got out of Munich and gone to those places, I would not have been able to visit the picture gallery and seen Baba's picture there, you see. Baba's picture. So it's very, very important, you see, that we should know that Baba came. Every day, the other day I was addressing a meeting in the Unity Church there. They were praying to Christ and everything, very worshipful and everything. But when Baba was here, when the Christ was here in reincarnation, then they didn't care to look at him, you see. And when he had gone, then they, where is Baba? I remember the year 1952, Baba had gone to one of the Senate rooms of the Delhi University. For 20 minutes Baba was waiting in his car and didn't come out because the hall was not yet full. Then later on Baba changed his mind, he said, when the people come, his message may be given there, but he would not enter the hall. But before we took that message in, he told me, and Dr. C.D. Deshmukh was also there, he told me, now I am waiting for the people to come, and they don't come. And when I am gone, then they will all come crying in multitudes and will say, where is Baba, where is Baba, where is Baba? And this is what is happening. People come in daily to our meetings now, and they complain why we didn't tell them earlier. I said, we have been telling, we have been advertising in the newspapers, you see. We have been distributing literature. We told all our relations, our friends, that here was Baba, he was there. And Baba's darshan was open in Pune. And Baba's sevas was open in Ahmednagar. But people had no time for it, you see. And now they come, you see, oh, they think. They wished they had been told earlier how to. They were told, but we couldn't just carry them on to the place. First, one thing is very important, that is the second phase of it, and that is, wherever I went on the continent, I have already visited about 18 countries. I found the young people very receptive, you see, for Baba's teachings, very, very receptive. In fact, after I had visited 5 countries, one day I was feeling very dejected, you see. Then I went to the St. Marco Church. There was nobody there. Then I said, Baba, I'm just wasting my time. You asked me to come to the West, but there's nobody to listen to. Because everybody is just crazy after sightseeing, you see, people are running about here and there, you see, but there's no time for anybody to listen to any spiritual message, you see. Then the same evening, Baba again appeared to me in a dream. He said, you speak, you go there again. So I again went in the morning to the church and found about 120 people coming into the church for sightseeing. But now before their guide could speak a word, I went to the stage, the pulpit, you see, and said, let us worship here. And as you know, in a church building, if anybody speaks loudly, there's an echo and re-echo, you see. So everybody was stunned, you see, those 120 people, they were just stunned, they stood there. And before their guide could start, who made this church and what was the cost of this church and what was the height of this church and what were the windows made of, you see, I started giving the message, Baba's message. I said, you should understand what Christ means, and that Christ has already been here, and yet people never care to know. And then these people questioned, who is Baba? I told them. How to love Baba? I told them. Then they said, yes, very simple. I said, there was no question of change of coat, no change of habitat. You could eat what you like, you could dress the way you like, you see. But you have to remember Baba, that is the most important thing. And for that is important that you fix a time, you see. If you remember Baba in the morning, you have to remember him every morning, no matter if you remember him only once. But there should be no change. You make up your mind now
And you can't remember him in the morning, you remember him the last thing in the night. But you remember him once you have formed that habit. You must stick on to it. You must remember him the last thing in the night, even if you remember him once only. And you will see that he is always with you throughout the day and throughout the night. Then they said, yes, that was very simple. I said, as simple as that. But when you have started, then you will see, it's very simple to do it, but it's very difficult to follow. Why? Because at every step you will see Baba with you, will be with you. And you young men can never go astray then after that. Because Baba said once in Pune, when a devotee's child was brought and put into Baba's lap, he said, he is very blessed because a child who is placed here, you see, who has got my embrace, will never go astray in the world. And the fact, you see, that if you remember Baba, Baba is always with you. It is as simple as that. And so far as the young people are concerned, as I said in the beginning, there is a great receptivity, you see, in them. What the young people of today require is, they require a little of affection, you see. They require a little of care, you see. You find so many people going about hither and there, you see. And they do not know what to do. It is because they are not getting that care, that love which they should get at their home, you see. I am not talking of Baba lovers. Baba lovers know how to love their children. But most of the people do not know how to do it. With the result that children go here and there. But I can assure all the children of the continent or of the world that if they remember Baba, they will feel that they get the love direct from Baba, who is the source of all love. And they will also know that they are cared for, they are loved, you see. Because they get the divine love. And he loves every creature, you see. The only difference is that since we are sentient beings, we have senses, therefore we have to thank him, we have to remember him. Just remind him. Baba said on one occasion, I live in every heart. But at the same time he says, I sometimes sleep, you see. So I have to be awakened. And how is he awakened? By when you remember him, he is awakened. If you go to a person and you knock at the door, if he is sleeping, he gets up, you see. So you have to knock right at your door, you see. You remember Baba and he gets up. He awakens. And once he is awoke, he will not allow you to sleep. Then he will keep you awake. Awake in the sense, then Baba says, I have come not to teach but to awaken. Then he will keep you awake to reality. Then you can't sleep over reality. So this is your part of the duty and that is Baba's part of the duty. You awaken him by remembering him once at a fixed time, you see. And he will awaken you throughout the day. He will not then leave you. He will always be with you. Between the years 1950 and 1952, Baba had said, America has to play a very important part in the comity of nations. Now this is a very significant statement because it comes from the highest of the high, the Lord, Avtar Meher Baba. When he makes a statement, it means a lot. That means America has got not only the scientific potentiality, but also the spiritual potentiality is there. And that potentiality is right in you. That's not in any space station. That's not in any laboratory. You are the potential, America's potential, about which Baba has talked about. And what he wants is just to turn the key. And that's as simple as that. You have to remember Baba. Now people ask me, there are so many books which people read, so many other things which people do. They can just be asked to do that, you see. Why go and speak to them? I said, it's not a question of speech. It's a question of just sharing our thought with you. You know, one thing is very important. Those who have seen Baba, for them it is all right, you see. They are quite safe in their heart of hearts. What about the people who have not seen Baba? It is for them that I have come here. You will know that when a child is born, it grows up to say 2 years, 2.5 years. Then somebody tells the child, this is your father, this is your mother. The child didn't know who is the father, who is the mother. The people who know, they tell the child, this is the father, this is the mother. Then the child calls that person as daddy, that lady as ma, you see. And from that it starts like this. Now here are the people who have seen God on earth, you see, who have seen God in human form. So just as that child believes, when other people, the elderly people, tell him or tell her, that child, that this is your mother, this is your father, so on that testimony he calls that his parents as father and mother. Similarly, you see, we have seen God in human form, and we tell you, young men, that God is, yes, Baba was God, you see. It's not difficult to see, love God, because God has been on the earth, you see. If on the testimony of mere human beings you consider any person a father, a mother, just because somebody tells you, there's no other proof, there's no reason why you should disbelieve our statement, you see, who have seen God in human form. And once you have done that, you, just as that child, you see, immediately places the entire confidence in his mother or in his father, you see. If he has any trouble, simply run to his mother, sit on her lap. It will not care what is happening outside. It knows the mother, the child thinks that the mother is all powerful. It will do anything for the child. He is not worried about the police, about the military, or about any security arrangements. For him, the mother is everything, or the father is everything. So similarly, when you know that Baba is the, he is the father in heaven, you see, he is the God Almighty, then you can surrender all your worries, all your cares unto him, you see. And he will look after you, just as the mother looks after the child. If anything goes wrong, the mother will first sacrifice herself before any harm comes to the child. And here, when you surrender yourself, your worries, your cares, your every thought unto Baba, then he, the Almighty, that Godfather, that Father in heaven, see, he will take care of you. There can be no doubt about it. That's why whenever anybody went to Baba, Baba would always say, don't worry, be happy. Now, if I say this to anybody, don't worry, be happy, it has no effect. But when Baba said this, don't worry, be happy, it has the desired effect. Because he had the potentiality, he had the power, the omnipotence to make you happy. And that thing stands right up today. The moment you surrender your worries, your thoughts, your cares unto him, he takes care of all your worries, your anxieties, your everything. And you can really, once you are rid of your worries and anxieties and cares, what is left there is happiness. Somebody asked me how it is that the happiness will be there, you can guarantee. I said, that's the law of science. If I empty this room of all the air, everything, from somewhere, it may be the slightest hole, you see, air will again flow into it. Because science does not allow vacuum to remain anywhere. And once you have taken all your worries and your cares and everything is taken away, it will be filled with happiness. Baba has put it another way also. He says, I am always with you. But the difficulty is, there is no place for me in your hearts. To some of you it will appear a very strange statement, but this is what Baba has said, you see, that there is no place for him in your heart. Then Baba was questioned, how is it that there is no place? Baba said, God is shy of strangers. God is omnipotent, but there is some weakness with God also, you see. Why you will say weakness? Because if he couldn't be omnipotent, he couldn't be infinite,
If the finality was also not there, you see, he is infinite as well as finite. Everything is there. So he has also that weakness, and that weakness is that he is shy of strangers. And who are those strangers? Your desires, your lustful thoughts, your cares, your worries, your greed, your anger, your hatred, your envy, all these are the strangers which are residing in your heart. And just as if a man goes to a hotel and he wants to stay there, and the receptionist tells him, the house is full, you see, the hotel is full, there no, all the rooms are booked, you see. So every corner of your room, all the cabins of your heart are occupied, you see. So when Baba comes to stay there, he doesn't find a place, so he goes away, you see. So what you have to do is, you have to empty your heart of all these people, you see. You have to ask them, you have been here too long, you see. I do not know what is the custom here, but in India, we have got certain inns. They are called dharamshalas, you see. The free houses where people can live. But they can live there only for a certain time. When other people come there, we tell them, you see, you have been here too long, you see, because the rules don't permit here for a person to stay for more than 3 days, or for 7 days, or for a fortnight. So now you should make room, you see, because... So you have to tell all the strangers that are living in your heart that you have been there too long, you see. Now you have to go, because God wants a room to be booked there, you see. And as soon as they have gone there, as I said in the beginning, a vacuum cannot remain there. That place has to be filled. So immediately these strangers have left, divinity will come into that. That is, God will come into that, Baba will come into that. The moment is, because he is right there actually. Every day he knocks at your door, every night he knocks at your door. Some of you might have felt it, that every day God knocks at our door, but he finds the doors closed, you see, bolted from inside by the strangers, because they sleep too long hours, you see, and he is knocking the entire night, he is there knocking at your door and does not get a place, and then he goes away, you see. Again the next night he comes. And somebody asked me, what was the proof? I said, yes. When you are in Sushupti, you see, in a deep sleep, and after that sleep when you get up, you say, I had a very happy time, you see, a real bliss, wonderful. But you are in this human form, where is that bliss, where is that happiness? But you had that idea, just because during that sleep, you had just a taste, you had a glimpse of that God who was knocking at your door, you see, at that time. Just a glimpse. A bit of that glimpse makes you realize after 6 hours of sleep that you had some bliss, you were very happy at that time. And if you could only make that association with God permanent, how happy you could be. And that association with God could be made permanent if you remembered Baba, you see. I say Baba again and again. Why? Because if you turn the pages of the Bible, you will say, where it is said, how can you love God whom you haven't seen? He says, how can you love God whom you haven't seen? But here we are, we have seen God, you see, and we tell you with authority that we have seen God. And it's very easy to love him. Baba always said this, just remember him, nothing else. And the real love of God is to love God for God's sake. It reminds me of a story of a king's son in India, you see. That king had two wives. The child was born of the elder wife of the king. The younger wife was more dear to the king. One day the son went to the king. Now the younger wife used to act as the queen, you see, because the younger wife would always be more nearer to the king. And the child wanted to sit in the lap of the king, and this younger wife of the king, she did not allow, because it is not her son. So the child went weeping to its mother, and the mother couldn't console the child. He said, no, we can't do it. Because she was also not in the good books of the king who had married the second wife. So the child would not eat, would not take milk or anything, you see. The Then the this woman, that lady, was of a God-fearing nature. She told the child to remember God, God Father in heaven, you see. He said, you look to the God Father in heaven. You love him. He is the father of all fathers. Why care for this king? And the child, as you know, the children are very innocent. That is why children are always dear to Baba, you see. Whenever a child would come, some youngster will come, Baba will go out of the way and meet him, you see, or meet her. And then, you see, the child started remembering God. Oh God, Father in heaven, I want you. Oh God, Father in heaven, I want you. He didn't want anything, just wanted, oh God, Father in heaven, I want you. Now God, as they say, now God couldn't keep himself away from that child, because the child was incessantly, continuously remembering without food or drink or anything. He couldn't allow this child to just perish, to starve to death. So they say immediately God appeared in a vision, you see, in a human form, and asked the child what he wanted. And the child said, no, I want nothing. Because this vision of God is so satisfying, it is so blissful, that once you have it, you don't want anything really. It has happened with us for many a time. Whenever people came to Baba, they came with many questions, with many wants, with many desires. Then when they came to Baba, Baba said, what do you want? They just said, Baba, I don't want anything. Because there was the source of bliss was there, the source of all happiness was there, the source of all prosperity was there. But when the man came with so many wants and desires and questions and cross questions, he just said, no, Baba, I don't want anything. So this child also said, you see, I don't want anything. Then God said, no, this is not my custom. When anybody comes to me, he has to accept something. Now the child was saying, I don't want anything. God was insisting, no, I want to give something. Ultimately, you see, God compromised. The child did not compromise. God said, all right. Here on I bestow my kingdom upon you. And then after this you come unto me. And when his father learnt of this vision, you see, he immediately abdicated, put the child on the throne, and his mother became the queen regent, and everybody was happy. So you see, once you have got God, you see, you get just as by seeing God, by getting God, he got the entire kingdom, you see. So similarly, when you appropriate God, when you get God, when you appropriate Baba, you get everything is in the world. There is nothing else to want. It's very, very important. That's Baba always said, you see, you always love God for God's sake. In fact, there should be no thought of getting anything, because love begets love. And when you love God, God loves you. And when God really loves you, you appropriate God. And when you have appropriated God, when God is yours, so to say, then everything which God has got is also yours. It's as simple as that. But we haven't got the patience to love God. We haven't got that faith. We haven't got that belief. Of course, up to the time we saw Baba or met Baba, it was also difficult for us to love God like that. But when Baba came in human form, when God came in human form, we found it so easy. Now that analogy of that child accepting a man and a woman as his father and mother, so on their testimony he accepted a father, a mother, and called them father and mother. So on the same analogy, you see, on our testimony, you should accept this, that Baba has been the real God on earth, you see. And since it's very easy to love a human form than an abstract form, you will realize that you can start right now to love God by loving Baba. Just say Baba once in the morning. Before you say, name anything, don't ask, say Betty, don't say Mummy, don't say Daddy, don't say anything. Just utter the first word on your lips should be Baba. Or if you find it very difficult, you see, in the morning, make it the last thing in the night. Though I know to remember him last thing in the night is more difficult. Why? Because if you remember him last thing in the night, then you cannot name anything else after that. Because that remembrance has to be the last. So if you remember him at 11 o'clock in the night, and at 11:15 you want to speak to anybody, you cannot do it. If you speak to anybody, then again remember, you see, after. Because Baba's name has to be the last. And the result will be, throughout the night you will be remembering him. And if you remember him in the morning, throughout the day you will be remembering him. It happened with me. I once met with an auto accident. A car just overran me and went away. I fell down. I was unconscious. From somewhere somebody came, you see, a very hefty man, very strong man, who picked me up, put me on his cycle, and ran to the hospital. Immediately medical aid was administered, and then the doctor wanted to know what was the car number, you see, if I had noted the car number. I said, no. When I met the accident, I was face to face with death. I remembered Baba and didn't care to note the number of the car, you see. Because he always remains with me for any important thing. If there is, for example, if suddenly there is a telephone call here, which I don't expect, I will say, Baba's name will be there. If there's somebody rings the bell at the door, there's Baba's name is there. Anything which is unusual happens, Baba's name comes. So when that accident happened, immediately Baba came there. And with the result that man who came belonged to my office, he recognized me. It was very strange because he should have been in office at that time and not on the road. How he was there. And he sent a man who was hefty enough, strong enough to carry me bodily into the hospital without waiting for a omnibus or anything. It's all Baba's work. Because I remember, I keep him right uppermost in my mind. And I've seen that he helps me. I've, during the partition days, when India became independent, there was so much of Holocaust, you see, one community going against the other. I have passed through places where heads were just hanging on the trees. I was passing through that, you see. Because before me there was question of either lose my job or lose my head, you see. If I didn't reach my Delhi in time, I would lose my job. And if I undertook the journey, I might have lost my head. But Baba was with me. And as I crossed into the dangerous zone, immediately I found there was a motorcycle with a military man riding on it, going in front of my bus. And a jeep with four people with stand guns, you see, sitting in it, following me. Now, later on I came to know that the people there knew me, and they had immediately wireless to the army to arrange for my escort. This may be a worldly explanation of this, but I know it was Baba who was doing all this. Because I had not informed anybody, either telegraphically, or by wireless, or by word of mouth, or by writing, because there was no time to do it. I know it was all. People explained like this, but I know it was Baba who was doing it. He became the escort. He made all this wireless arrangement. He made those stunts, because when I reached the railway station, I didn't find either the motorcycle or the stand guns or anybody. It is just because I remember Baba, that's all. And if, for a person like me, a very puny creature, you see, who just earns his living, who has no time to remember Baba, or to do meditation, you see, or to religious discourses or anything, if Baba can take care of me, there is no reason why for all of you who spend so much of time in reading good books, in meditation and other things, there is no reason why Baba will not take care of you. And actually, what is required the most is to remember Baba, you see. Love Baba and be with Baba. If you are with Baba, if you love Baba, for the sake of Baba, you will find that Baba is always with you. And once he is with you, you will be full of light, you will be full of love. There will be no cares, no worries, no anxieties in your life. I don't think there is anything else which we want, because everybody in the world wants happiness. Everybody wants happiness. And the source of happiness lies right in your heart. if only you will look into it. Baba is there. Baba is always there, but you have to remember him. So I would only, I don't like to make a long speech, you see, because my message is of Baba's love you. Baba loved you so much, and he asked me to convey his love again to you. And I have come here only to convey that love. There's no discourse is called for from me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
May we ask you one question that we like to ask of everybody that comes here? When was it that you first met Baba?
Actually, I came in contact of Baba. Here by contact I means not the physical contact, but the astral contact of Baba in 1941, when somebody told me about Baba, whom he had visited, you see. And from that time onward, I started having visions of Baba. And then in 1942, when I was holidaying in Gulmarg, I received one day a parcel and was surprised to see that the cover bore my name, my family name, which nobody in Kashmir knew and which was not even used in my official correspondence. My full name was given, you see. And thirdly, I had given special instructions that no mail or newspaper or parcel should be delivered to me when I was holidaying there. And when I opened that parcel, I found discourses by Meher Baba. Then immediately I wrote to Adi K. Irani, Baba's secretary. I said, I really feel that Baba is omniscient, although I knew already that he was omnipotent, but I now know that he is omniscient also, because he alone could know my address, my full name and where I was holidaying, because I had not told anybody. And that I requested that I may be allowed to see Baba. Then Baba wrote back that he would see me when time came, and that at the moment nobody was allowed to see him. I came away. Then in Srinagar one day I went to a place of worship, and I found that they were whitewashing the place, distempering it, changing the wallpapers and all, and painting the place. Then I asked them, what was the occasion? They told me this Guru Purnima was approaching. Guru Purnima means the full moon night when the perfect master is worshipped by the people there. Now at that time Baba had not declared himself as avatar, you see, up to that time. Baba always, you see, designated himself as perfect master. Now that I had also accepted Baba as perfect master, I naturally became anxious to show my reverence also to Baba, to my perfect master, because since the people there were doing it. But I felt, then I asked them what they would do. They said, on that particular day, they will worship their perfect master, and the master would give them some sweets. And I became very despondent, because I said he was my perfect master, who would not allow me to see him, but to talk of worshiping him. And he would not give me sweets, because I was very young at that time, and I was very fond of sweets. Now I became very, very despondent, you see, and I went to bed. At 3:30 in the night, somebody woke me up. When I got up, I found there was a light in my adjoining room, which was used as our family prayer room. I was surprised who had put on that light, you see. I thought somebody may not have come in, you see, by some other door, because we had a back door to the house also. I immediately went into that prayer room and found that Baba was sitting on the prayer cloth, you see, there. Then I remembered, yes, this was the day when those people in Kashmir performed that worship. So why shouldn't I do it, you see? I prostrated myself
on Baba's feet, and Baba touched me. And I had also come to know that some offering had to be made. I didn't have anything with me, so I made a verbal offering. That here I offer so much to you, O Lord. And when I raised my head, Baba was not there. Anyhow, I came to the, there was a day break, then I had my washed and my bath and everything. But as soon as the post office opened, I went there, I wrote a money order form, a remittance form, addressed to Adi K. Rani, and then I wrote there. Baba appeared to me this morning in the early hours in my prayer room and accepted this offering from me. If this is a fact and not a hallucination, then the money may be accepted, otherwise it may be returned. And to my great happiness, the money was accepted. That means Baba was there really. So, but even then he did not come in the physical form, you know. We want so much of proof, you see. So much of love was being sent. He was appearing to me occasionally in the visions, but I still wanted to see him physically, you know. That is the weakness of human heart. Then one day I saw Baba's car was passing through on the road near my house. And sitting on my bed, what I do is that when I get up in the morning, even when I was a child, you see, I get up in the morning, before anybody sees me, I sit in the bed itself and remember a little of God, you see. I was doing it and immediately I saw that the entire brick and mortar of that walls of the house was turned to glass panes. And out of those glass panes I could see Baba's car passing on the road with Baba sitting into it. As the car had passed away, again this changed into brick and mortar. But I came to know that Baba was there really in Kashmir. As soon as I had got ready, I went to office. I got over all the visitors' list to see who were in Kashmir. I found there were two Europeans' names, and under that was, see, there was with two companions. I said, because Baba always traveled incognito in during those days, and I knew that these two companions meant Baba and some man Mandi, you see. The address was not given there, it was at care of postmaster, and the post office was closed in the evening, you see. So I started looking, knocking at the door of every hotel in Srinagar, you see. Ultimately I came to Dal Lake and went to a guest house. There I found out from the bearer of that, a page boy, if there was anybody of that description. He said, yes. He said, there were two foreign ladies, there was one young man, and there was one elderly person, not very elderly, he said a big person, these were the words he said. He was clad in white robes, flowing, with long hair, very beautiful face. Then I once said, where is he? He said, they went away at 4 o'clock in the morning, exactly the time when I saw Baba's car passing. Then again I wrote to Baba, I said, look here, you had promised that you will give me darshan, you see, again you see, you have slipped away, you see. Then Adi wrote back that he didn't know that Baba was there. I said, you may not know it, but Baba knows and I know, because there's a record, you see, in the guest house that Baba was there. So, again a time passed. Then one day it so happened, after 6 months or so, that suddenly my heart started throbbing. Some of you who are students of science may know that when there's a special instrument, you see, which shows directions east, north, south and west like this, you see. And if you change that instrument, the needle flickers, you see. So my heart suddenly started throbbing. And I was very young, I couldn't complain of any heart beating or blood pressure or anything, you see. I said, there must be something, you see. His heart started throbbing. I put my hand on here, it was still throbbing. I first thought of going to the doctor. Then suddenly it struck me that maybe that Baba may be somewhere here. Because this throbbing is quite different from what the doctors speak of, you see. Then I went to a friend of mine who was supposed to know more about Baba's presence there. He said, no, 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 Baba is not there. Although he knew, but he had instructions not to tell anybody. Then I telephoned to the postmaster. I said, do you know if there is anybody by the name of Meher Baba staying in Srinagar? He said, yes, that was war time now. And at that time we were supposed to check up all the mail coming for foreigners, you see. He said, but he is an Indian. I said, doesn't matter if he is an Indian. Next time a man comes to collect the mail, I should be informed. But he said, was it stopped? I said, it's not to be stopped because... But he may be just kept busy, the man who comes to collect the mail, he may be kept busy. And in the meantime, I should be informed that the man has come to collect the mail. So immediately the man came. He was Vishnu master, you see. Baba's Mandali's man of... He has since departed, you know. He had come to collect the mail. It's a man of small stature, very loving. He had been to our house also in Delhi. So he came to collect the mail and the postmaster kept him busy and informed me by phone. In the meantime, I came running to the place. And as soon as he got the mail and got out of the boundary of the post office, I caught him. Then he said, oh no, no, he said, no, I'm not carrying anything illegal, you see. No contraband thing is there. I'm not a smuggler, he said. I said, no smuggler or anything. But you smuggled somebody, got into this country, you see. Then he said, no, there was nobody. I said, do you know that Meher Baba is staying? He said, no, I said, why? You are a follower of Meher Baba.